This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Five-man rush with a blitz, thrown over the middle, wide open, caught by Pollard, 15 and a first down. Tanny broke a tackle, broke to the sideline, into the end zone. Touchdown for Pollard, and the Cowboys have their first lead.
That one play, 877-881-1053. What was that one play for you? The one that ticked you off? The one that made you go, that's it, we won? Whatever that one play that sticks out this Monday morning as you're driving in. Kevin, we finally got some beautiful weather after a Cowboys victory.
We
had to deal with some rain for the last couple of weeks, but we got some nice weather to deal with today. I think the high's in like the 70s. It's going to be awesome. Oh. So DFW is celebrating a Cowboys win on this Monday. What was that one play for you? And Kevin, before we get to your play, which I really do like a lot, we got Travis Frederick coming up at 11:40 today, and then we'll have Stephen Jones at noon. So we got back-to-back Cowboys stuff to talk with, the higher-ups there. And then tonight, Travis and Zach Martin are hopping on the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham. So you're going to make sure you want to stick around for that. Whenever it comes to covering a Cowboys game the day after, 105.3 The Fan beats everybody else. So, Kevin, you had one play that stuck out in your mind that was it the game breaker? Did it change? Did it open everything up? Or how did it change your mind about what you were seeing?
All right. So this was a play for a person who, they were fine during the day, but you're used to them being a game breaker. And also the last scoring drive, the real scoring drive you'd had, ended up in a field goal that you felt like had kind of been a stalled out drive right there. And so this play right here from this particular person that got a touchdown, this was my play.
Snap is back. They blitz, and he flips it out right. Elliott picks it off the ground. 20, 15, 10. Cuts left. Dances in. That's a touchdown. You can walk the dog on the pass that time.
Oh, I love walk the dog.
And I love that because at that point, I felt like the game was over. Now, this is the Cowboys, and nothing is ever quite that simple. So the game wasn't quite over. But at that point, and then the Tony Pollard run for the 2-point got it up to 35-21. There was less than 8 minutes to go in the game. I felt like the game was over right then. And you're always looking for those elements of Zeke kind of breaking back out and showing more explosive ability. Oh, yeah, by the way, not as if this was the only reason I liked the play, but I'm pretty sure that's the play in which he mimicked the Dak hip turn celebration in his touchdown celebration. So that just put it over the top in terms of being that was my play.
Which, by the way, I still subscribe to the theory that Dak's hip stretching that he was doing there, the dynamic stretching ability, is more catered to what a baseball player does when they swing. So I think that Dak was just mimicking Joey Gallo. So I'm going to take on that.
Okay.
Maybe he was. I love this tweet. John Machota posted up what Dak Prescott's numbers are, 3,221 yards, Kevin. And that is best in the NFL right now, right? It's awesome. And then
is that right?
Yeah, and then Gavin Dawson posted this.
Holy smokes.
He's averaging 1.8 interceptions per game. That's a gunslinger's mind, but a game manager's accuracy. A game manager's decision-making, I think. You know, the accuracy he's worked on, what?
Did you say 1.8 interceptions a game?
9 interceptions that he has
I was going to say, that most certainly is incorrect.
I don't know how to do math, dude. Don't worry about it. Don't call out Dawson like that, man.
Okay, I'm just saying, if he said that, that is wrong.
Okay, but even still, though, like he's not throwing a lot of interceptions per game.
He's averaging 0.9 per game.
Okay, all right. That's good math right there, Kevin. But gunslinger's mind, but a game manager's accuracy. And I think that it's more about his game manager's decision-making that makes the difference. What do I see in front of me? What is my team telling me they see? With Amari Cooper out, they had to go to Michael Gallup more yesterday. 9 catches yesterday for almost 150 yards. And even Michael Gallup after the game was like, that's huge. I mean, if you're getting 100, you can't get 150 yards on one play. So that means that they were going to you a lot. They were working with you a lot throughout the game. For me, it was in the third quarter when Patrick Cobb or Randall Cobb saw his play. He saw it, and you saw two different times. And this has happened before. Where Dak Prescott recognizes something over the middle and says, "I'm exposing that." Well, Cobb was sitting there clapping his hands, clapping them, and then he threw the hand signal up to Dak, and Dak said, "Oh yeah, there it is." And then this happened.
Snap is back. Four-man rush. They block it. He throws over the middle, wide open. 45-yard line, the whole sideline for Cobb. 35-30. Cuts inside across the 25, and he is tripped by Will Harris, the safety, to keep him from going about 70 yards for a score. He went 49 as it was.
And that moment right there, Kevin, was recognizing it happened with Amari Cooper a while back. This is a very strong mentally in tune wide receiving group. This isn't just guys that are going out there going, hey, I'm running my route perfectly. You didn't get me the ball. These are guys that are walking out there and saying, I see what I'm supposed to be doing. I know my quarterback sees what I'm supposed to be doing. Whenever you have guys on the same page like that, you get those kinds of moments. You get big plays, and it's not Dak just saying, hey, I'm going to dink and dunk, and the Ezekiel Elliott, the screen pass that you were talking about. That's awesome. Because we need those plays. That's how you get a defense off balance. That's how you get a defense trying to figure out what it is that y'all are actually doing, even in the passing game. But whenever you have a wide receiver, Amari Cooper, who can see and recognize what's going on, even if he's going up against Slay, and then you have the rest of the guys seeing, all right, I can make space out there. I just need my quarterback to see that the space is available for me to make something huge happen. That's when this team becomes very different, very difficult to stop.
Very difficult to stop being the key phrase right there, because offensively, that's what we've all been waiting for.
And sorry, I guess Gavin was talking about Jameis Winston's 18 interceptions per 10 games.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely believe that. Jameis Winston is a turnover machine. I just was like, that is definitely not the number of interceptions that Dak has. So what's interesting is some other people have sent in also plays that infuriated them, which is totally fine. From the 254, Michael Bennett jumping offsides on fourth down. I think it is absolutely fair to be infuriated at any penalty that keeps a drive going.
Yes.
Especially when you were just about to get the ball back. And so when you gave the Lions a fresh set of downs, I thought that was a classic Cowboys mistake that would really, really come back to crush them. And the fact that it didn't, and you were able to force the three and out. I know it wasn't really a three and out, but it felt like a three and out since you had just rebooted their possession. And the fact that you were able to make them punt almost immediately again in the fourth quarter, I thought that was huge. But yes, I can understand how the Bennett offsides was an infuriating play.
I know a lot of people early in the game were like, I cannot believe this is happening to us, especially when Bo Scarborough did this.
Scarborough split to the right of Driscoll. They give it to Scarborough again up the middle. Flag is down. Scarborough bangs to the goal line. He's in for the Lions touchdown.
Kevin, that was in that moment right there. That was a 5-yard touchdown run. Right before that was a 5-yard run within the 10-yard line. 2 5-yard runs to get the touchdown. And that's what sometimes when you look at it in a vacuum, you're like, okay, the game turned out okay. But when you look at this season so far, you've seen running back after running back after running back gutting the Cowboys for big yards. And Bo Scarborough comes in off the street, former Cowboys running back.
He's a good player. It's not like we had him.
You know I like him. Nobody else seemed to like him while he was here. But whenever he comes in off the street and just starts gashing the Cowboys defense, that's a problem. That becomes an issue, but it's been an issue all season. And I even asked, I was like, hey, when did that start? When did this inability to tackle start? Somebody said it goes as far back as the Indianapolis Colts game last year when they couldn't stop Marlon Mack.
Oh, man. Okay, I definitely wouldn't go back that far in terms of when I was frustrated with our defense. But the 817, man, you could tell this has been building on this person for a while. Malik Collins has a neutral zone infraction every freaking game. Like, there are things like that that you know weigh on somebody. And I would never turn the Cowboys game off this early. But honestly, when this was the second play of the game, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my day.
And on second down, a little read option handoff to Elliott. He fumbled the ball at the 28-yard line. Who got it? The Detroit Lions have recovered Ezekiel Elliott's fumble.
Again, I'm not going to turn the game off in the second play of the game, but I just put my head down and I thought, is this going to be another one of those days, Cowboys? Is this what we're going to do?
That's whenever you get that moment, Kevin, of you're about to tweet something out and nobody's going to see it because everybody else tweeted at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Right, Shippy, you've seen that moment where you tweet something, you're like, how did nobody even say anything about that? It's because everybody tweeted the same thing and they all agreed with you.
Okay, I think I went a slightly different direction at that moment because I absolutely tweeted it out. And a couple people, but you're right, mostly they were like, whatever. But a couple people were still mad. Is I said, all right, I don't normally do this, but in this case, I will agree with Jason Garrett that execution really hurt us right there. And immediately I got hit with several like, Garrett still sucks. And I thought, okay, well, like, I get your opinion, but to be fair, there's no way that could have been the plan going in.
Well, yeah, 877-881-1053. We'll do this every post-game day. It is that one play, the one that stood out for you the most. I like the I've seen this a lot of times, Kevin, the Tavon Austin underthrow, the when he goes up and swats the ball down.
Yes.
You know, there was Brad Sham said this morning while he was on with Sean and RJ, he asked Dak last night in the post-game show, do you ever have a, like, immediately after the game, a favorite play stands out to you or a favorite moment? And he said it was that moment for him today or yesterday, that Tavon Austin swatting it down, realizing he got greedy with the play. And instead of trying to go up and get the ball, he made a play to not let anybody else get the ball. Cause that could have been a game defining moment, right? That could have been a moment where the Cowboys don't get the opportunity to do what they did and where Detroit has an opportunity to go score. But I think if you also go back and watch that play, underneath with like 20 yards from line of scrimmage was Blake Jarwin, wide open with nobody around him. So as much credit as Dak will get for all the good things he does, I think the one thing that I've really admired about him so far is he doesn't think it's good enough. You know, Lamar Jackson comes to the press conference wearing the "Who Nobody Cares, Work Harder" shirt. And I think Dak Prescott has that mentality, and that's why he's gotten better each year. That's why Dak Prescott, every season, does something new to his game that allows him to be a better quarterback. Kevin, last year he had to learn some things. The offensive coordinator wouldn't open up the can for him that much, but and there were still some question marks about some of the throws that he could make. And now you're starting to see he's got probably every throw in his arsenal. And that, and while that play was the one that stood out to him, he's going to go back. We make an error on the show Friday afternoon. I didn't give G-Bag the opportunity to tease out that they had Stephen Jones on. And I went home all weekend and stewed about that.
Right.
Texted Dawson and was like, hey, by the way, sorry about that. He was like, dude, you can't let that get in your head. But that's the kind of mentality that those people
have. Sports,
yeah.
You know, that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
We have Stephen Jones and I think, on Fridays. On today at noon.
I think that's the mentality that Dak has is I have to be better at those things. And that's what I've really respected about his game so far. And his teammate saved him yesterday.
It's really wild, too, because like I know the Dak dislikers have been shut down, but it's interesting to see how many people are starting to be like, I mean, I guess maybe you could pay him all that money. Because that was for the biggest time. Like, even the people who are okay with him, they're like, no, I like him, but I don't want to pay him all that money. And now, even there, they're like, well, I guess perhaps you can pay him all that money.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.